calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's me, the guy you married, 20 some years ago. We made this commitment to each other to spend the rest of our days as one, as the Lord defines. We seem to have an interruption in that, and I'm committed to the original terms because, again, that's what the Lord defines, not the state. I'm here, ready for you whenever you want to lower the barriers. Obviously I have no idea. I know it's very much obvious, but there was only an email this last weekend. I've been busy, and some of the reactions have been kind of interesting to me. It's also fascinating that the one I did on marriage, divorce, remarriage, adultery, and mercy, it seems to have there seems to be some issues there. This Wednesday, it looks like I will be heading to I guess somewhat in the mountains, into a cabin that is on a river. I mean, not near a river, on a river. I mean, you walk out front and it's right there. So I'm encouraged by that. My friend Chris has got it for about 4 or 5 days for no charge. So I'm going to join him because. Because there are issues. One of the things that we'll be doing is I'll be bringing a lot of the food and probably preparing a lot of it because the guy you married has, I really think, refined his food preparation skills. And I eat really well. And I think it's one of the major factors for my health. It hasn't been all that expensive, and it's something I really want to share with my wife and my kids. I'm here. Dorothy Jane, I love you.